I'm wearing the Sponge Suit. It's wearable technology. A unique 3D printed swimsuit developed with technology to help clean polluted water so you can clean the ocean as you swim. Irei Carvalho, an architectural and design studio based in New York and Istanbul, created the Sponge Suit, pairing the sponge, which is technology of sponge ink, with a 3D printed form. The sponge is a carbon-based material that repels water while absorbing harmful contaminants. It's derived from heated sucrose, a form of sugar. The hydrophobic material easily absorbs and retains the contaminants. It can hold up to 25 times its own weight, be melted back down, and reused again. The contaminants are trapped within the inner pores of the material, so there isn't contact with the wearer.
I'm Kunari Guvanch, and I'm the managing partner of Irei Carvalho. We're an architecture and design studio based in Brooklyn Navy Yards and in Istanbul. And we are a company that actually wants to develop concepts that would help solve environmental, urban, or social problems. So we always focus our design on how we can improve a certain environment or address a problem within that environment. But we also see how this material could help clean seas in much industrial scale. It could be incorporated into naval architecture, using environmental cleanup by contractors, and also incorporated into shores or port infrastructure in building material.
Water pollution is a global problem. Through the Eagles Go Green program, we are involved with hands-on environmental projects year-round and waterway cleanups. Oil spills, chemical spills, waste, almost every contaminant of concern can be found in our oceans. We wanted to showcase the sponge suit in the Philadelphia Eagles cheerleaders calendar as a way to bring more awareness to the environment and the many different ways that each person, individually or collectively, can help lessen the impact on the planet. The sponge suit sparks conversation about the environment, which evolves into more knowledge and action. It's an example of a creative approach to environmental problem solving. It's time to explore new technologies and see where it leads.